Ever wonder what would happen if, like, instead of robbing the rich, Robin Hood ran a research lab?
Interesting question.
Well, that's kind of what we're looking at in today's deep dive. It's all about how folks actually behave when it comes to sharing money, especially, when they get to pick the rules of the game.
Yeah, like behavioral economics in action, right?
Exactly. And we're diving into this super fascinating 2020 study from the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization. It's by Gerdau, Toral, and Vostroknikov.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
They set up this really clever experiment to see how people react to like different systems of wealth redistribution.
Right. And the best part is it's not just theoretical. It gets at like the nitty-gritty of how we design things in the real world. Things like taxes, social safety nets, all that good stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Gets you thinking, for sure.
Okay, so imagine this. You walk into a lab ready to play a game for real money. Sounds good so far, right?
Sign me up.
But, and this is a big BUT, you have no clue how much you're going to earn up front. Could be a gold mine, could be like $5, total crapshoot.
Okay, now you've got my attention. So, what's the catch?
So you get to pick a room to play in, but each room has different rules about sharing what you earn.
So it's like picking a team, each with its own philosophy about sharing.
Exactly. Like, picture this. There's the share everything room. Everyone throws their winnings in a pot. You divide it equally. Sounds fair, right?
Sure, in theory. But what about in practice?
Exactly. Then you've got the share half room, where you keep half of what you make and toss the rest into the communal pot.
So a little less idealistic, a bit more individualistic. I can see the appeal.
Right. And then for our final contestants, we've got the do whatever you want room. No rules, baby. Keep it all if you can.
Ooh, the Wild West of economic games. I bet that one got interesting.
Oh, you know it did. But here's where it gets even more interesting. People had to pick a room before knowing how much money they were actually playing with.
Whoa, now that is high stakes. So you are faced with a real dilemma. Would you join the Share Everything team if you ended up being the highest earner?
Right. Or would you be tempted to, switch teams and keep a bit more for yourself?
Tough choices. So how did they actually enforce these room rules in the lab? Was there like a research assistant dressed as a referee standing there?
Huh. Not quite. But they did test three levels of enforcement to see how people reacted.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about these different enforcement levels.
So the first one was the strict rule scenario. Think of it like you pick your room, you bound to those rules, no exceptions.
So like those shoplifters will be prosecuted signs. You don't always get caught, but they make you stop and think.
Exactly. So, what do you think the other two scenarios were? So, one scenario has these strict rules about sharing, right?
Yeah.
Made it pretty risky to break them. What were the other two?
Okay, so the second one, it was no rules. Yeah, you heard that right. Complete freedom. Do what you want with your winnings. No one's watching. No one's going to stop you. Perfect for those folks who just want to play by their own rules.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Sounds like it could go off the rails real quick, though, right? Like total chaos.
Oh, it definitely made things interesting.
Okay, so strict rules and no rules. What was the third one?
All right, so the third one, this is where it gets kind of spicy. They called it exclusion. So imagine this. You try to bend the rules, right? Get a little greedy with the sharing, and boom, you're out. No more
Yeah.
chances to play the game.
Oof, that's got a sting. High risk, high reward, right? But hold on, back up a sec. How would they even figure out who the rule followers were in the first place? Did they like ask him to write a personal essay or something?
Huh, no, not quite. They had this other little pre-game they made people play, called it the Balls and Buckets task.
Balls and buckets. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
All right, so picture this. You've got 100 balls, right? And you've got two buckets in front of you. One bucket, let's call it the good citizen bucket, gives you like a tiny reward for every ball you drop in.
Okay, I'm with you so far. Sounds pretty straightforward.
Right. Okay, now the other bucket, the rebel bucket, let's call it that one, pays out way more for each ball. But, and this is important, the instructions are crackle clear. Put all the balls in the good citizen bucket.
Ah, I see where you're going with this. So it's like, are you going to follow the rules even if it means missing out on a bigger payout? Kind of like choosing between a job that pays a ton, but maybe isn't the most ethical versus one that pays less, but you feel good about the work.
Exactly. It's a classic dilemma. And here's where it gets super interesting. The people who consistently put more balls in that good citizen bucket, the rule followers,
Yeah.
they actually tried to stick to the rules in the money game too, even when it meant getting a smaller piece of the pie. Can you believe that?
Wow, for real. Even when they saw other people breaking the rules and making bank, that's wild.
I know, right? It seems kind of counterintuitive. But here's the thing. They weren't oblivious. They could see others taking advantage. And yeah, it definitely frustrated them.
Hmm. So they were kind of hoping against hope that everyone would just like wake up and magically start following the rules.
Yeah. It seems like at least for a while, they were holding on to that hope. They could see the average contributions were lower than they should be, which, by the way, that means some people were definitely bending the rules out there.
Yeah.
But, and this is a big but, even the most dedicated rule followers, they've got their limits.
Makes sense. It's like if everyone else is jumping the line, why even bother waiting your turn, right?
Right. It gets to a point where you start to question the whole system. But here's the thing that really struck me. Their reaction wasn't just about the money. You know what I mean?
Oh, how so?
Remember, the researchers weren't just watching how much people shared. They were looking at how people felt about the whole experiment.
Okay, so if it wasn't just about the money, what was going on with these rule followers? It sounds like there were some, like, deeper emotions at play here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
After each round, the researchers asked everyone, how fair did this whole distribution of money feel? And here's the kicker. People cared more about how the money was divvied up than the actual amount they walked away with.
Really? You mean even if someone ended up with a decent chunk of change, they'd still be unhappy if they felt like, you know, others cheated to get there?
Exactly. The same level of inequality felt way less fair if it came from, like, people breaking the rules. It's like we've got this built-in sense of justice that goes beyond just the numbers.
Totally. It's like that feeling you get when someone cuts in line. Even if it doesn't affect you directly, it just feels wrong.
Right. And this sense of fairness. It's powerful. Think about it. It's what drives those social movements, sparks those heated debates about, like, tax loopholes for the wealthy. It's not always about the numbers themselves. It's that feeling of unfairness that really gets people fired up.
Makes you think twice about those folks who brag about, like, dodging taxes or finding ways to game the system, huh?
Right. According to this research, those folks might be paying a moral cost, even if their bank account looks pretty good.
Wait. So where do the rule followers fit into all of this?
Well, they were more willing to contribute more, even when others weren't. Because knowing their peers shared their values, it brought them comfort, stability. Like, they were invested in upholding the system they believed in, you know?
So it's almost like a social contract. We're more willing to play by the rules, even if it means we might lose out on some potential game, as long as we trust that everyone else is doing the same.
That's the idea. And this sense of shared values, it's crucial if you want to design systems that actually work, systems that last.
Yeah.
If people feel like the rules are rigged or that no one else is following them anyway, the whole thing falls apart.
Which explains a lot about, well, the world we live in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the rule followers and how much they care about fairness. But didn't the study find something else surprising? Something about how rule followers change their tune when they're the ones given the chance to bend the rules.
Yeah. So in the no rules scenario, we did see those rule followers start sharing less over time. But it wasn't as simple as them just, like, turning to the dark side, you know?
Yeah.
The researchers did another version where, at first, the rule followers all went to the share everything room, like we'd expect. But get this, when they were given the option to cheat and they saw other people doing it, they switched teams. They went straight to the do whatever you want room.
Whoa, hold up. I thought they were all about that share in life. Why would they suddenly choose the least fair option?
Because for a lot of people, it's not about being a goody two-shoes. It's about being in a system where everyone's at least perceived to be playing fair. They weren't just looking at the potential money. They were choosing an environment where they didn't have to see rule breaking, even if it meant potentially getting a smaller piece of the pie.
So if we want to create a society where redistribution actually works, does that mean we all need to become, like, perfect rule followers?
Well, the research actually says no. It's not about everyone suddenly becoming a saint. It's more about nurturing a shared sense of fairness. It's about having systems that are seen as just, transparent, consistently enforced. When people trust the system, when they believe others are playing by the rules, they're much more likely to contribute willingly. They feel a sense of ownership over the whole thing.
It really makes you think about those suggested donation amounts, or even just, like, how much we decide to chip in for the office coffee fund. Our choices matter.
Exactly. We're always shaping and being shaped by the norms around us. It's like the next time you're debating whether to follow the rules or bend them a little, think about the message it sends, what kind of social contract you're supporting.
Lots to ponder there. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.